The construction at the new, not yet finished Arkansas Music Pavilion, or AMP, doesn't stop for much these days. Darkness, maybe the weather, but not much else. The goal is for the construction to be over in 60 days. Yesterday, when the deadline was still 61 days away, Peter Lane, the president and CEO of the AMP's parent facility, the Walton Arts Center, looked out from the stage to where all those seats will soon be.
And I think we're on track. The weather hasn't been a friend this winter, and spring seems to be somewhat challenging as well, but this crew that we've got on board with Crossland and Bird Air, they're committed and they've been working 7 days a week, so I think we're there.
Lane was at the AMP construction site yesterday to mark a milestone, the topping off of the stage area. A beam, signed by the guest at Monday's ceremony, was put in place at the rear of the stage. Topped off, yes, but the next 2 months will be a flurry of activity.
Good morning and welcome. Wow, the first amplified sound on the new AMP stage. Woo-hoo! Welcome, everybody.
Yesterday's gathering of donors, press, and invited guests was not to show off a completed venue, but to whet the appetite for what is in store. The AMP, officially the Walmart AMP, includes one of the largest stages in Arkansas, a 5,430 square foot permanent stage with more than 34,000 square feet of covered space for audience and musicians. That stage has 46 feet of clearance above the floor and will be able to hold 85,000 pounds. Brian Crown, the general manager for the AMP, says the width, the height, and the strength of the stage means almost any touring act will be able to fit onto the stage and bring along their electronic elements like large video boards.
You know, that was our goal. With the grid as high as it is and that can hold up to 85,000 pounds, you know, there's a lot of large acts that might come down sometimes in money, but they want to unload all their trucks and get all their toys out, you know what I mean? So the goal was to be able to physically accommodate productions that are traveling. Now, I'm sure there may be something going on out there like U2 that maybe we can't fit anything, but I mean, just about anything that might be on the road, I think we can handle.
The plan is to handle a lot more, not just with the size of the artist's equipment, but with the sheer number of people who will pass through the gates to see shows. Peter Lane says simple math helps place the potential reach of the AMP in context.
What is startling is we're going to be able to seat 3,000 people all in one area. And put it in perspective, with the 4,000 seats that we can do plus on the lawn, that's the total number of people that will be coming through the Walton Arts Center this week to see The Wizard of Oz. So, I mean, it's to be able to present a concert or an entertainment event where 7,000 plus people can see it, it's truly a game changer for Northwest Arkansas.
The venue comes complete with air-conditioned restrooms, a permanent box office, and permanent concession stands. All steps up from the temporary homes for the previous incarnations in the parking lot of the Northwest Arkansas Mall, and then at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Brian Crown says the earlier seasons for the AMP have been fine, but the permanent home should be much, much better.
Before it was like, hey, come to my venue on a parking lot at the mall. I promise you it's going to be cool. And we were so fortunate to have the fairgrounds as an option for 2 years. And it was like, hey, it's festival style in a field. And now it's going to be like, I don't have to apologize for anything.
The Walton Arts Center took ownership of the AMP in 2011 with plans to improve and expand. For the past two seasons, the temporary stage has been at the Washington County Fairgrounds. The new site, inside Rogers City Limits in Benton County, is an $11 million project. When opened, patrons will be able to figure out where some of that financial support came from. Not only does the venue carry Walmart at the front of its name, but there is also the Jonell Hunt Pavilion, the Walker Plaza, Tyson concession stands, the General Mills lawn, and a section of seats near the stage will be known as the Kellogg's Bowl. Cox Communications will sponsor a Cox concert series. Peter Lane told the visitors Monday morning the finish accomplishment will be in lockstep with the mission of Walton Arts Center.
It's about arts, culture, it's about entertainment. And a number of years ago, 2011, we approached Brian Crown, who's here today, and our general manager. And we said, Brian, you figured out this contemporary music scene. What's going on out at the mall? And we went to see what he had built out there and realized it could be part of the larger picture of what all of us are trying to do in Northwest Arkansas.
The biggest, most identifiable feature is the awning that will cover at least 3,000 seats. 3/5 of that tarp is in place. The rest should be attached to the gigantic poles in just a couple of weeks. While Crossline Construction of Rogers is handling the construction of most of the AMP, Amherst, New York-based Bird Air is in charge of that big fabric cover. David Swain of Fayetteville, the project manager for the AMP construction, says the fabric cover system is designed to withstand winds of up to 90 miles per hour. This giant tent is a first for him, and he says the creation has been an exercise in exact measurement.
It's 68 feet up. We're a quarter of an inch of tolerance for the column in the middle of the stage, which is 64 feet out, and 32 feet in the air is a quarter inch of tolerance. Zero, I mean nothing, because there's one pin. There's only one pin holds these 30 inch pipes. These are 30 inches in diameter. There's one pin holds it to the stage at the very mansard here, at the very top, and one pin holds it at the column. This is not moving, and that column won't move. It's not like you can lean it. So the tolerances are exceptional. They've done a real good job. We hit them. It all went up very, very cleanly.
The earliest show on the announced schedule isn't until June 20th. Darius Rucker and Pat Green. Tickets for that show, as well as a July 7th concert featuring Alison Krauss and Willie Nelson, are already on sale. Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers, Boston, Foreigner, and the Steve Miller Band will be on sale soon. Brian Crown says other shows have been confirmed, but can't be announced just yet. The Walton Arts Center is betting that with the Northwest Arkansas metro area expected to reach a population of 500,000 people before the end of summer, there is a demand for bigger acts that can bring up to 7,000 fans to a single show. Interest does seem high. Peter Lane says 85% of the VIP accommodations have already been sold. Brian Crown says any new venue has a slight disadvantage booking some acts who want somebody else to go first, but he's confident things are falling into place.
Even though this will be our 9th or 10th season, I can't remember right now, you are a new venue. Sometimes they, no matter who it is or how cool it is, nobody wants to be the first person to open it. But it was kind of cool once we got on sale with Allison and Willie. I started confirming some more shows, you know, so it's good.
And for Brian Crown, a little patience waiting for the next 60 days is no big deal. His Dixon Street business, George's Majestic Lounge, actually hosted the press conference for the announcement that the AMP, then owned by completely different interests, would be at home in a mall parking lot nearly 10 years ago.
I actually booked their first show. It was Doobie Brothers, Father's Day, and my band Oreo Blue opened it. You know, it's crazy. The first time I played George's was in 89. I would have never imagined I would own George's. I would have never imagined that I was going to buy the AMP or have the opportunity to grow it into this with the Walton Arts Center. So it's been a crazy trip, but what a great one for our region.
More concerts for the inaugural season are expected to be announced soon.